Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
During the break, we're just going to continue this, really, because inquiring minds want to know. Pat, weather's changing. It is getting cooler. Thanks to Chris for reminding us, because that really slipped my mind.
Thank you, Chris. I feel your love,
getting
man.
Cooler.
No, what I'm about to say, but it is getting cooler. Weather's changing. You know, Frosty the Snowman movie is going to be coming out here any moment.
And we're going to get some Frosted Flakes cereal later.
Frosted Flakes, but also I was brought to my attention. I didn't know that because I can't do that, to my hair, but.
That's because you refuse to grow it out. You just want to throw it out there. So don't be agreeing with your mindset.
He's got something he wants to say.
thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Go ahead,
thank
John.
You.
Go ahead.
You see that? You see how that works out?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Sure. Thank you, Patrick. There's something regarding frosted tips.
Frosted what?
Frosted tips. I heard that during the break here in the studio, and it just caught my attention. I don't know anything about that, but do you or have you ever, I think it has to do with the hair, have you ever frosted the tips of your hair? Has that ever crossed your mind?
No, not so much, no.
No, see, I don't even know what that is. I've never done that.
Because you refuse to grow your hair.
Chris is shaking his head, no, never.
No,
because he's laughing too hard.
Actually, I think my wife does that.
Oh, you're
my daughter does
wow.
that.
Wow. He went
they,
there.
They frost.
He went there.
They frost their hair. Yes, actually, I'm familiar with
that. I wasn't going to go there. Not going to touch that.
Yep.
I'm not. There's one more person here in the studio, but I guess I'll just ask you, Steve. Probably not. Probably not. But
are you familiar with this?
They set it up so lovely.
I
feel the love. Thanks, Chris.
Ever,
thanks, bud. I love you, man.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever frosted the tips of your...
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have.
What?
Tell us about... How does that work, bro?
What happened to you?
In his defense. In his defense.
Do we need to go to a break, Green, about now? I think we do.
No, we're out of breaks, bro.
We're out of timeouts here, aren't we?
He needs a lifeboat right now. He's sinking fast.
He needs a lifeline.
Yeah. Well,
you want to dial a friend or something?
Yeah, yeah. We got plenty of time. I got nowhere to go right here, don't I?
No, when I was 9 minutes. Let's
when
go.
When I was in my 20s, I had shorter hair, which I'm no longer in my 20s now. So this is
such an older man now.
Yeah, so
what are you at? 30?
Something like that.
25, I think.
It is getting hot in here, though. I would say, but
maybe it's frosted. I don't know.
Anyways, no, like I had shorter hair, and it's called like if you ever see people that are out in the sun a lot, like they have like lighter hair in certain areas. Well, they can actually do that without the sun. So it's called frosting the tips.
The tips.
Yes.
and
so the reason why this was brought up is because I used to lifeguard. So I would actually work out on the beach like 8 or 9 hours a day, 6 days a week.
He pumped out iron and stuff?
No, he was working. It's his job.
No, I was like,
he said he worked out.
Saving people from drowning.
No, it's okay. So I was staring at the water.
Saving lives.
Yeah, I was saving lives.
Oh, okay.
I was
a hero. Go ahead, Steve. Yeah. He's a hero.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
thanks.
No problem, man. If I'm drowning, it's good to know that you were a lifeguard.
Well, yeah, it's good if you're drowning. Somebody wants to come help you out. This is always nice.
I mean, how'd you have time to do that and frost your plane, huh?
He is relentless.
Did you see
man.
This?
So I'm trying to give context and give you an awareness of the fact that this was...
Context? Are you trying to... is he building context for this?
Context. Yes. Why do you need context?
Well, because I keep getting interrupted to try
hair products.
You know, our audience is concerned, and they want to know what's the background.
Are we going to have a picture for this segment? That's what I want.
We'll find one.
Can we
find
generate
one.
A picture
yes.
for this?
Yes. If they do generate a picture, that was the sun. Not the frosting.
Disclaimer.
Are you putting disclaimer on?
Yes, I am. Yes. So anyways, is because it's just like you'd be out in the sun all the time. And if I'm out in the sun, I know there's plenty of other people that can relate. I have dark hair, but if I'm out in the sun, it goes like straight blonde in the summer.
See, I don't have... See, that doesn't
because
happen to me.
Because you refuse to grow your hair out.
I think it was red.
Was it red?
I don't remember blonde.
You're colorblind.
Oh, you're colorblind.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, Pat, when you are out in the and you are out in the summertime, And because I know you, I've seen you
I've
out
been there
for
once
hours,
or twice.
Hours yeah, working yeah. outside.
On my spare time.
Yeah. Does your hair turn any color? I mean, anything. Any a shade?
No. Sure doesn't.
I mean, mine
it
doesn't.
It stays the same color.
Mine
That's
doesn't
amazing.
Change. Mine mm-hmm. doesn't change. Chris?
You mean to tell me that you're different?
No. No.
Normal. Well,
There's three of us here who's.
Well, you don't count because you refuse to grow your hair out.
I have hair. I mean, today I have a little less hair.
The hair that you continually cut every
week. A little less hair today.
You know, if we can get some posts or anyone that wants to call in, some additional encouragement to let John know how beautiful that he would look with a ponytail or
a
beard longer than that.
A ponytail.
That'd be greatly encouraging.
That would be encouraging. You can do that. But we are going to get right back to Stephen this Frosted Tips. I think that's the Well, I that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to thank Chris for reminding us of that because that wasn't
Thanks,
wasn't
I
on my
you,
grid. Wasn't thinking
you.
About that at
no,
all.
No, was not.
Wasn't thinking about that at all. But that's
I was just trying to be real, man.
Things
just trying to be real.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That moment of transparency that really helps us out because I didn't have that knowledge. Now we have that.
So
knowledge.
At that moment, I'm grateful for the person that was able to frost
that's
the tips
great.
Of my hair.
Pat, mm-hmm. for Christmas, maybe we can
get
that for you.
I know what to get, Steve.
Oh,
I know what to get.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
And I would receive that with gratitude. I would receive that with gratitude. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You.
We went there.
Amazing.
Yes, you can chop that up. We're going to use it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.